Tape script 2.2.
I have a secret power. I can make objects vanish into thin air. I can put keys, pens or glasses onto surfaces or into drawers, and a few seconds later they have disappeared. Unfortunately, I don't have quite so much control over the reappearance of these objects. Sometimes my secret power makes an object invisible, so that it only looks as if it's disappeared. After a few days, weeks or months, it becomes visible again, and there it is, exactly where I first put it. Once, I spent a whole day looking for an important document that I knew I'd left in an obvious place on the table. Although I couldn't see the document, it was there. Medical experts might say this was a case of temporary blindness, but I'm not so sure. More often, objects disappear to special parts of the house. They particularly like hiding in my daughter's bedroom. She can never understand how my hairbrush or T-shirt materialise in her room. Another favourite hiding place is my car. Objects I'm certain I left on top of the fridge turn up under the driver's seat. My most remarkable experience was when the last remaining key to the kitchen door disappeared and we had to leave the door unlocked and banging in the wind for several weeks. One day, as I was unpacking the food I had just bought at the local supermarket, I discovered the missing key under a bag of potatoes. I have to say I was puzzled by this, but grateful, of course, to be able to lock the door again. When I first became aware of my talent, I was not altogether happy about it. I began to envy people whose keys always hung on special hooks and whose papers were always neatly put away in cupboards and drawers. Then I realised that the tidiness of these people's houses reminded me of old-fashioned museums with their carefully labelled exhibits. In my opinion, a good house is an unpredictable house, with objects in all kinds of unexpected places. It's nice to be able to open a kitchen cupboard without having the slightest idea of what's inside. Another advantage is that unpredictable houses don't appeal to burglars. In the last few months, every house in my street has been burgled, except mine. Admittedly, I don't have a video or a hi-fi system, but I feel the unusual combinations of objects in my house might have made the burglar think that my house had already been broken into. It is true that the pleasure of finding things is far greater than the inconvenience of losing them. The things I find are hardly ever the things I'm looking for. While I was looking for a screwdriver recently, I found my daughter's birth certificate, which I'd been searching for months. On another occasion, while I was looking for my glasses, I came across a sandwich I'd lost the previous weekend. The happiness you feel when you find a missing object is worth every minute of the time you've spent searching for it. Of course, even as you smile to yourself, you know that the object will not be staying for long.